Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Toll, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st. We got a great show for you planned today. Happy Halloween, everybody, and say hello to Poison Ivory's in the studio today.
Happy Halloween!
Yep. And we also have Mark Solomon and Lauren Bernice. We're going to be rocking it with some music today, live music for you. Right, guys?
That's right. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. This is going to be great. So, yeah, let's thank yesterday's guest, Shanita and Emily from Vault CrossFit were in the studio. So if you want to check it out in the archives, remember, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. Also on my website, richtola.com. We blog that out every day. So, yeah, we got to... We're going to do it right today. So here we go. On this day in history, let's go back a little bit. 2001, the world population reached 7 billion inhabitants, according to the United Nations. What do you think, guys? It's a lot of people, huh?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that might be too many people.
Wait, 7 billion?
That 7 billion.
Isn't that...
That was 3 years ago.
The population of India and China now is like we probably have another 3 billion or something.
Well, in the last 3 years, right? I think it's up to 8 billion. But that was 3 years ago. And in 1541, Michelangelo, he finished painting The Last Judgment in the Sistine Chapel in Vatican City. You know, that was actually 25 years after he did The Last Supper. Took him 4 years to complete. And it depicts the second coming of Christ and the final and eternal judgment by God. Pretty cool. There's a lot of naked people in that picture. A lot of naked people. You know, after he died, you guys know what that is. 60-foot sculpture, four heads, four presidents. You guys know the presidents?
Uh-oh. Yes. Roosevelt, right?
This guy.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, Washington, and...
George Foreman.
Yeah, and George Foreman, right?
Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. And Teddy. Everybody's like, the stadium, they packed the stadium for this commercial. And then James, he's on the court, and he's like shooting from half court, and he's kind of dicking around. Everybody's like, what the hell are we waiting for? Waited for like 3 hours. Guess who you're waiting for? Wheezy. Wheezy comes in with a little entourage, and the place goes crazy. I mean, they were more about Lil Wayne than they were LeBron. So that was a lot of fun. I was right behind the scorer's table. Awesome. And LeBron really was like, awesome, that's when he tossing that chalk up in the air.
Yeah. Me and Wheezy share a birthday.
You do? Well,
yeah.
When's your birthday?
September 27th.
Right, we talked about this.
Yes, yeah. We did.
Mm-hmm. Really? I'm a big Wheezy fan. Yeah, I do.
He seems pretty kooky. I think I can relate to that.
You guys got to see the getup she's wearing. I mean, is that your normal getup there, girl?
Every day is Halloween for me.
I could tell. You know, I did a tweet. We tweeted this out. I mean, you know, my tweet, at Rich Tola, and then I am Poison Ivory. You got to go check it out. I mean, you're beautiful, but you got a lot of stuff. I mean, you're booked for Halloween, huh?
Yeah, you already know.
I know. I'm glad you're here. So that's our next story. It's called Trick or Treat. This is pretty good for investors. October turned out to be quite the treat for investors. The S&P is up 9% for the year. NASDAQ's up 11% for the year. Yeah, top September high, and that's the best level since the year 2000 in the dot-com boom. I was part of that boom. Yeah, you guys may not know this, but in the year 2000, no kidding, in January, I was worth $10 million on paper.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had a few shekels in the bank. He had a big hi-fi and internet company. He was the first one to do...
Which one?
It's called theaskingprice.com.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, you could... It was in the real estate world. Sort of like getting rid of the middleman. You could buy and sell properties throughout the world. At our peak, we had about 1,000 properties throughout the world that you could buy. Commercial properties. I was selling the General Motors building for Mr. Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did a cool deal with him. We closed on... New Year's Eve. That was pretty wild.
You deserve a pat on the back, sir. That's amazing.
Well, that was many moons ago, girl.
The $10 million man.
Yeah, the $10 million man. The problem was within a year, it was crash and burn. It was in the minus category. Well, those were tough times because you had to keep raising money. It was like a world where nobody was making money back then. It was all about eyeballs and visitors to the site. So like the more you got, and then eventually the, but we, you know, raised a couple million, then raised a couple million. Back then, you know how much it cost to build my website? $250,000.
Wow.
No kidding.
Different world we live in.
Different world, yeah. I mean, it was a complex site, but it was everything. It took like 3 months, but it was a huge project. Nowadays, I don't know, it probably cost $5,000.
What do you think about the Uber boom?
The Uber boom.
Yeah, man.
With the car, you mean?
Yeah, it's kicking butt right now.
Yeah, it's kicking butt right now. I know some guys that got in early on Uber.
That's what I'm saying, man. I was wondering who developed that one. Do you know about that stuff? Like, are you into the app world at all?
No, not really.
No, I think it was really, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, are you into the app world?
I want to be.
You want to be?
Yeah.
Well, you're playing music here. I don't know. It's like polar opposites.
It's all connected. Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know, it's a little connected.
All right. Somehow. Everything's connected.
Yeah. Circle of life.
Mm-hmm. It's all connected. It's like NASDAQ, S&P. Dow's up almost 5%, 4.5%. Was up 150 points this morning. I didn't see where it closed, guys. But, yeah, we had an exclamation mark to the month. So kudos to the investors as well. And let's talk about Halloween, because today is Halloween. Love this day.
Woo!
Yeah, and what is Halloween? It's a contraction. You guys, if you don't know this already, you're going to know this. It's a contraction of All Hallows Evening. So they got All Hallows Evening, became Halloween, a.k.a. All Saints Eve. It's a yearly celebration on October 31st. We all know that. The eve of the Western Christian feast of All Hallows Day.
If All Hallows Day... I just had to do that.
You had to do that. Well, it initiates the three-day celebration. So this is really a three-day celebration called All Hallowtide, and it incorporates All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, and All Souls Day. So from October 31st to November 2nd, it's a time to remember the dead, including martyrs, saints, and all faithful departed Christians. Okay? What does that mean? On All Hallows Eve, Christians traditionally believe that the veil between the material world and the afterlife thinned, right? In order to prevent recognition by a soul, people would don masks or costumes to disguise their identities. And in North America, this tradition perpetuated through the practice of trick-or-treating. Mm. You guys going out for I mean, you're ready to rock right now, girl. So are you guys going out tonight?
Give me candy.
Yeah. How about West Hollywood? You going over there?
You know what? I might be over there later on tonight, actually. But... I feel like that's definitely true. There is a veil that kind of thins a little bit. You can feel it in the air.
You definitely can. How about today at L.A.? You know, we're in L.A., folks. You know that in the Valley. And it's always beautiful, sunny. But it's got this, like, kind of gloominess.
It's nice and gloomy for Halloween.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's overcast.
It might
the
rain.
The sun's not out. Yeah. And it's been so sunny and hot the past couple of days. And then on top of that, I'm going to New Orleans. I'll be in New Orleans tomorrow for, you know, the next couple of days. So I get to spend, I guess, some of All Hallows Eve.
And the Saints Day,
Eve,
All Saints
Day.
Well,
All Saints Day, excuse me.
You got it.
And, you know, New Orleans. So that should be pretty interesting because that's supposed to be full of a lot of spiritual activity. I'm going on a haunted tour, my friend.
Really?
How epic is that?
Haunted tour of like homes
tour.
Or buildings or graveyards?
I think there's a cemetery tour. There is also like a swamp tour and like a history, a haunted history tour. And I live for creepy stuff. So I'm excited about that.
I live for creepy stuff.
I love the creepy.
Is this like this is where you've been your whole life, huh? Or kind of evolved?
Definitely an evolution. I'm naturally creepy. I didn't mean to be. People would always, like when I was a kid, people would always tell me, you're weird, you know. But, you know, my dad's a retired pastor now. And, you know, my mom still does ministry. She does a homeless ministry. So I grew up in, you know, religion. And I think that kind of like segued me into just being interested in the supernatural because I realized, wait a second, this is real. It's not all in my head. And there were experiences that I had with other friends and other people without being high or drunk or on anything. And, you know, even when I was younger, having really strange experiences, you know, positive and weird negative ones, you know, and being like, whoa, there's definitely more than one dimension. There's definitely
supernatural beings, and this is all real, and this is crazy, and it intrigues me because it's so mysterious, and we're scared of the unknown, and we're scared of things that we don't understand. It thrills us. So I'm kind of like a thrill seeker. I don't seek out negativity, however, but I'm definitely down for a history lesson. I like to hear cool stories, and you know, anything with a story and history attached to it, I want to know about it.
Yeah, you're going to be cruising the swamps in New Orleans. So
yeah, don't fall off the boat.
Yeah, you kind of have that, I want to say this just because it's coming through, you got like a little Lady Gaga thing going on, huh?
Yeah, I'll take it.
You do.
I like Gaga.
Oh, she's awesome. I feel it. Well, on that note, we're going to go over to the Get Your Shit Together Award. Hey. You know, Poison, we do this every day. I did a podcast, right? So this is, did a podcast called Get Your Shit Together, you guys know. So this is really, to commemorate that. Now, this is kind of kooky. Texas. We're going to Texas for this. Texas woman was charged with felony burglary with intent of committing a sexual assault. All right, listen to this story. Megan Davis Holting, 31 years old. She breaks into the house of her husband's friend, okay, and she tries to, quote, by the police officers, perform fellatio upon him. Yeah, this lady, this kooky lady, but the man, they didn't disclose his name. They told deputies he was sleeping, and he awakes to find Miss BJ over there straddling his legs, dressed only in her underwear. Then he says he felt her put his penis in her mouth. Once he recognized it was her, he ordered her to leave. She said no, so he called 911. I mean, honey, what the hell are you thinking? Yeah, she already had 3 run-ins with the police this month. Theft, assault, and public intoxication. Yeah, Go figure.
But here's a question. I mean, even though she's a psycho, clearly, it leaves you wondering if maybe he, like, gave her, you know, like, I don't know, some inclination, like, hey.
Along the way? Well, it's his husband's friend, right? I don't know. I mean, one of my buddies' wives.
It's a little suspicious.
Yeah, it's a little suspicious. Yeah, you never know. He hooked up with her before.
Or, possibly. And maybe.
But why would he call the cops?
Because she's probably a psycho. But, you know, she probably was like, she thought it was cool.
Mark's shaking his head like, hey, if I'm the guy, I'd be like,
yeah. That would scare the shit out of me if I woke up and there was somebody like...
Between your legs?
Even as a man, that's not sexy to wake up and be like, oh my gosh, this bitch is crazy.
Crazy.
But, you know, ultimately she probably, like, you never know. You never know the backstory. You never know the side story. Just like, you know, the guy that, you know, is a psycho and killed the officer and, you know...
Backstory there. There's still a psycho killing officers needs to get killed himself.
Exactly.
Psycho Trump circumstance.
Yeah. Well, she looks a little deranged. If you go see the picture, this lady's deranged. But talk about a freebie. I don't know. Guy wasn't interested, huh? Well, at least she didn't do something stupid and try to, like, you know, clamp down over there. Well, anyway, I'm giving the Get Your Shit Together. Well, I don't know. I thought about giving it to the guy, thinking, what are you thinking there, pal? But no. She gets it. Because it's a little kooky. You can't be doing that, obviously. Megan, whatever, Davis Holting. So you get the award for the Get Your Shit Together award. And I just want
to... Yay, Megan.
And, you know, I saw this morning, so I just want to say something. In case there are any kids out there listening, which who knows, you know, we're on the internet, kids might be listening. I saw this kid this morning. We're talking 7 o'clock in the morning, walking back from the gym in Burbank, downtown Burbank, Olive Avenue. If you guys know it's like a major road. So imagine anywhere in the United States, you got a 4-lane highway. They're cruising down maybe 40, 45, 50 miles an hour. I don't know, shouldn't be going that fast, but they're cruising around. And in LA, you got to cross. You got to wait for the light, right? You guys know that. You can't be crossing. Well, this little boy, I mean, he had to be like 10 years old. He had the backpack. He's across the street. The bus pulls up. Now, the light's green. Mm-hmm. And, green for traffic. So he's not able to cross. And he darts across the street, and I'm telling you, I'm 7 in the morning, cars are, and it was like, you know, they missed this kid by a foot. I mean, the one car came to a halt, but couldn't stop. And it's like, I was waiting for the car to hit this kid. because he was going to miss the bus. But, you know, the bus saw, the guy saw him. So, kids, you know, or anyone out there, you cannot be doing that. You got to play by the rules, you know. Please, you got to cross at the light. Don't be running across traffic. Hey, in New York, you know, everybody cuts across the street. It's almost safer to cross in the middle of the block in New York because of the corners is where accidents occur. But anybody listening out there, kids, don't be doing that. You
don't do that. I lost one of my best friends when I was 11 years old that way.
Really?
Yeah, she darted across the street to get her. Her mom called her name out, but she didn't have the intention of her running across the street. She was just letting her know, hey, I have your lunch money. Mm. And she darted across the street. She got hit by a truck. So, and in front of the school in the morning, you know. So, you know, yeah, definitely don't do that, people.
Can't be doing
Don't do that.
There you go, a live example. Cool. I felt it, right? And you see it, everybody, and you go, oh, it's like you're thinking.
Yeah, he barely missed death.
Yeah, you got to be smart, people. You got to be smart. I mean, that was one of my Get Your Shit Together podcasts, too. It's called Obey the Law, number 8. And that's about, well, that one, you know what that one's about is, you know, in L.A., people just roll through the light. They don't really stop. More light at a stop sign. Yeah. I got hit. I was on a bike. Got hit by a car. Yeah, a guy just didn't stop. They don't look. L.A., they're the worst. Yeah, they don't pay attention. So, you know, you got to play by the rules. I mean, whether it's the – that's what it's there for. It's there to protect everybody. So, there you go. So, for the kids out there listening on Halloween, especially tonight because people are kind of cruising around this whole West Hollywood. You know, I was going to go in there, but I'm starting to wonder here, Poison. It's going to be, you know, West Hollywood gets really kooky. It's not like New York. New York, they got the parade. I used to watch that every year. But here, I'm told, have you ever done it? Has anybody here, you guys?
Yeah, I have too. It was crazy. I was in just regular, straight up Hollywood, not West Hollywood last year. And people got killed. People
get killed.
Yeah, there were a couple people over on Hollywood.
You mean Yucca. Fight killing or car killing?
Stabs.
No
shit. Stabbings, yeah. Like right over there in Hollywood and Highland, like it gets insane. Yeah.
No, it gets. I was going to do it, and I don't know, with the rain. And then my friend in the gym today, she says, you know, Rich. And she's like, yeah, it gets so crowded. She goes, I had to go on the island on Santa Monica Boulevard just to get away from the jam-packed people that are up against you. She said, you know, I don't know.
It's pretty fun, though. I'm not going to lie. It's like just like a plethora of you know, drag queens and just people like dressed up in crazy outfits with like fun hair, you know. Yeah, people
wearing those stilts, right? They wear those like 12 inch boots,
stilts, and they're walking around and you know, it's just super packed and crowded, but it's a lot of fun. A lot of people are drunk.
it's a lot of public intoxication.
Yeah, it's a great time. But then at the same time, at the end of the night, you're going to see that one guy that's like throwing up on the side. And you're like, I'm sorry, buddy. But, you know, you drank too much.
Can't help you out there.
Yeah. But you know what? Everybody out there, have a really happy, safe Halloween. Have fun, man. Let it be good, clean, fun. Don't do anything stupid. Don't drink too much. Try to watch your drink. Don't let anybody roofie it. Tonight is a crazy, crazy, crazy night. But it can be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a great time, dude. So happy Halloween, everybody. Have fun. It's my favorite freaking holiday, dude. Like,
I love today.
Yeah. Christmas, you know.
It's a great day. Christmas? No, it's a great day. It's a happy day. And it's sort of like the transition between the year and the end of the year, right? It's like once this crosses over, everything's like red and green and silver, right? They just skip Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas.
Yeah.
And on that note, well, not to say you look all Christmased up over there. You got a lot of colors going on, but Poison Ivory, you have a new EP out called The Filth. I did look at that. Pretty cool video on your website.
You.
Yeah, she's got the website going on too. IamPoisonIvory.com. And I like the cinematography there, even with the. What was that, like a shower head with the water? See, I'm digging it. And then you going in the water and then coming back out.
Yeah, it was me, cool. It was me drowning my former self and basically emerging as Poison Ivory. It was directed by Zay Bear Photo, assistant directed by Sebastian Mago. And yeah, man, I had a lot of fun doing it. They're really talented. I have a blast working with these talented musicians as well, Mark Solomon and Lauren Barnes.
Thank you.
And you guys are great. Yeah.
And these guys have graced the presence of Tola Talks once before. I want to make a mention to that. Kids on McCadden.
Yay.
You guys go check that out in the archives a couple Fridays ago.
Awesome.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
We sure did.
Mm-hmm. That was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun, so they're back again. Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. We're rocking it. So tell me about this, because on your Twitter page, it says cancer survivor and runaway circus freak. I mean, I get the circus freak, but what? So are you truly a cancer survivor?
I am a cancer survivor. I've been out of remission. I was in remission for 5 years, officially out of the remission mark. So officially, yeah, like over 5 years. And I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mm. And now I'm cancer free. Went through chemo, everything.
Really?
Rocked the bald head. It was, you know, pretty awesome. You know, I felt like a total rock star with the bald head. And it was a lot of fun. You know, just living life, enjoying it, no regrets, and just, you know, like, just being me, man, just loving
you
life.
You definitely are being you.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, you look like you could be 26 tops?
Let's say 26.
Okay.
I'm cool with 26.
Let's say 26, but you're definitely, you know, but you got cancer early in life then, I mean,
yeah.
5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I did, yeah, I was 22.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
So, yeah. So here I am, guys. I'm alive. I'm alive.
She's
and well.
Alive and
yeah.
Well and rocking
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and shout out to all of my cancer fighters out there, my cancer survivors. Love you guys. We're all connected. You guys are all like my brothers and sisters somehow. We're warriors. We're soldiers.
Yeah, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So,
it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's all the pinks going on, but today's all the orange.
So many different types of cancers that. So, you know, even you know, breast cancer obviously is the one that affects the most women. We're affected the most. But you know, everybody knows somebody, everybody's gone through something. So, you know, we just got to stick together. I think that there, you know, that there's definitely either a cure out there already. But you know, I don't know, man, there's like, it's so much money poured into that industry. Mm. And I'm just like, dude, they're doing all this research, they're pouring billions of dollars into it, and I'm like, where is all this going, man? Like, it's like, I feel like, you know, there's like chemotherapy, they're developing that kind of stuff, but I know that there's a source, like there has got to be a main source, something that's possibly being hidden from us that, you know, I don't know, it's whatever, conspiracy theories, but
you mean
yeah.
that's causing cancer?
Yeah, I mean everything
that's
causes
preventing
cancer.
It from being cured, perhaps?
Yeah, that's preventing it from being cured. Like almost like, you know I just, you know, I can get into that bout about consumerism and how, you know, like there are ways to prevent things like that, but there's consumerism, and you know, how are you gonna, you know, you're gonna, like, even the bottles of water that we have right here, you know, we need our plastic, we need, like, there's so many things to prevent that if we didn't have certain things provided to us in a certain way or made a certain way. But you know, that's just a part of American living, that's a part of living in the world. You're gonna have to accept those things, and unfortunately there's a possibility you might get cancer, because the cancer that I had isn't hereditary.
Right.
So they don't know what causes that cancer. I have no idea. It could have been my ceiling. You know what I mean? It could have been the air I breathed. It could have been the food I ate. No. It could have been so many things. But I don't know. I'll never know.
Never know, but you power through. My father, give a shout out to him today.
Hey.
Dad. Yeah, he's been living with prostate cancer for the past six or 7 years now. He went through, you know, the treatment, and he's like a warrior.
Yeah,
like you just get up and so you stayed positive throughout the whole experience, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this was something.
Absolutely.
That
that's the key.
Yeah, waking up every day. Did you ever get like really down and like just feel?
Oh yeah, actually, I got a story. There, one day I was like so down, and I felt like shit. I had just gotten chemo. I was throwing up. I ran out of stuff to throw up. I was dry heaving, and I like walked out onto the porch, and you know, my eyes were really sensitive. Everything's sensitive. Your immune system's down. I was very sensitive. And I walked out onto my porch, and I was just like, I had just given up, literally, to the point where I like laid down on my porch floor, and I was like, God, just kill me. Yeah. I can't take it anymore. This is too much. And right when I said that, my godmom is walking up towards me, and she had a bag in her hand, and it was an Apple computer. And like, it, as soon as I saw that little Apple, that little Apple sign, I was like, oh, I feel great now.
Yeah.
I hopped up, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even have to throw up anymore. What is this? It's so mental too. You have to like overpower, you have to power through it all. Cause you know, like you can, like I would like walk into like the hospital, and I could have sworn I could smell the chemo.
Oof.
You know,
well, you're, and so sensitive to it,
so sensitive. I'd be like, and it's so metallic-y, and just like there's like a scent to it and a taste, and it's just disgusting. It's the most disgusting thing you've ever experienced. Ugh. I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy.
Let me ask you, did you meet any like children along the way that, you know, that you kind of were able to inspire? Because I know a lot of kids, you know, when they're going through it, they don't have the, you know, the depth that you've had to go through it.
I met a lot of really amazing people along the way, kids, adults. You know, I even like, I had the opportunity to go to a retreat. It was a cancer retreat. Mm-hmm. And I met I was the youngest person there. Everybody there was, you know, they were over the age of, I want to say 35.
Okay.
So, you know, I met all these amazing women. Some of these women didn't have breasts. Some of them had just gotten their breasts removed and had this, you know, there's like a breast pack that they put inside of your breast. It's full of air, and they didn't have nipples. And it was funny because like some of the ladies would like joke around and like flash you, like, and be like, Barbie tits. And we would all laugh, you know. Uh-huh. And you know, there were some women who, you know, they were like, they would have to get like an arm amputated and stuff like that, you know, like. They were all women, and they were amazing. It was such a spiritual experience, and I had such an amazing experience at that time. That was actually when I saw my third eye, and I didn't even know what a third eye was. We were meditating, and I had no idea what a third eye was, and I saw like my third eye, and it was like looking within me, and I was like, and at that time I was going through cancer, and I was going through chemo, and I felt that at that time I was at my most spiritual heightened phase, I guess you could say. Like I was very, very open.
Tuned in.
I was very tuned in. I was meeting, I would meet, like I would walk down the street and like people would come up to me and say things to me and like really touch on subjects that nobody else knew about, you know, like, and I felt like that was just kind of like God channeling, you know. So, you know, it was really amazing experience meeting these women, and me being so young, I felt like I really ministered to a couple of the ladies there. One lady, she just felt like really broken and lost, and she was battling alcoholism, and I had a really special connection with her. And you know, we like every day we just like went off to the side. There was like a lake there. It was in Calabasas. It was like a man-made lake. And we went off to the side, and you know, we had a really special moments a lot, and you know, really connected with her, and kept in touch with her afterwards. I haven't spoken to her in years, but you know, afterwards we kept in touch for quite a while. And she was just like, you know, you're younger than me, but I don't know. She just, there was a couple of ladies there that looked to me. They were going through worse cancer than I was, but for some reason, they looked to me, and I felt like I felt like a calling. Like I felt like God had a calling on me, and that He was using me at that retreat to be a vessel. You know, like I don't know. There's a story in Job.
Well, you're a pastor's daughter.
I'm a pastor's daughter.
So have you been spiritual your whole life?
Because a lot of
you've been spiritual. So you've been connected. Yeah. You believe in God, and God definitely.
I do. I definitely believe in a higher power. I definitely believe that that there is a higher power that loves us, and that I believe that God is love.
You believe that God predestines our path?
I believe that. You know what? That's a really tough question
for me. That's a tough question. Man.
I don't have all the answers, and I'm not going to pretend I do. But I will say, because it's a great mystery to me. But I will say that I believe that He helps us along the way, and that if we call on Him, He'll answer.
He'll answer.
Yeah.
He gives you power.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you guys? You believe in a higher being, right?
I do.
We all do. Mm-hmm. Lauren?
Yeah, I do. I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I do. Well, I wasn't so.
I don't know if I would really call like the power a him or a her. Okay. I think it's something that lives within all of us. I think God is a little piece of everybody that holds us all together. Yeah.
And everything.
It's all connected.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I believe that. It's all connected.
He's, she's.
And it's amazing how like things, you know, how they manifest themselves. And I do believe that the more you focus on it. We had one of the best-selling authors in here, Jen Sincero, was talking about how you really want to every day, I mean, whether you're praying or you're meditating, she meditates, it's like a muscle. You got to keep working it, you know, and the more you call on it, the more you can go to it. It's like a reservoir. I mean, I believe that. So you got to stay true to who you are, but it looks like you have. How long have you been into music here? I mean,
your whole life. Yeah. I was 5 years old when my parents realized that they were like, wait a second. There's something here, you know. We were at a fair in upstate New York, and there was a band playing, and I heard a gospel song, and my uncle had taught it to me. He used to play acoustic and teach me the song, and they saw, like, the band saw that I was singing along, and I'm like this little baby, I'm 5 years old, and they were like, how cute, give her the microphone. So they gave me the microphone, and I started singing. I sang a couple of songs all the way straight through, and they couldn't get the microphone out of my hand.
I could see that. Well, let me ask you this. On your site, it's like grunge, soul, rock, pop, R&B, hip hop. I mean, you cover it all.
It's really a mesh of things. I call it grunge soul. Actually, that was dubbed by my friend Jordy Towers from Some Kind of Wonderful. He was like, "We make grunge soul," and I was like, "We do, don't we?" You know. So I've been calling it that ever since. I can't take full credit for that name, but yeah, definitely. Shout out to Jordy Towers and shout out to Some Kind of Wonderful. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah,
they're smashing it right now. But yeah, he was like grunge soul, and I was like, hell yeah, man, that's so true, because you know it's grungy, it's soulful, it's got different elements. You know, sometimes people ask me, what's your genre? And I can't really sum it all up because there's so many influences. Like, I love Janis Joplin, but you know, at the same time, I love Tina Marie. How can I, you know, how can I bring those two together in a happy harmony? I just like rawness. I like anything that's raw and it's true to your spirit. And if you want to talk about something awesome, cool. If you want to make party music and not give a fuck and you know, and not talk about anything deep or, you know, thought provoking, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their place for music. I'll never knock anything. All music is real music if it's true to you.
If it's coming from your heart, it's real music.
And, that's right.
Speaking of which, we are going to get some live music here. So what are we going to be? So we got Mark Solomon, Lauren Bernice. You got Poison Ivory here. We're going to rock it out. So what are we doing today? Is this off the EP?
This is off the EP, The Filth, which is available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, everything, people. It's on SoundCloud, okay? SoundCloud. You can find it. I am poisonivory.com. This song is called The Blues.
Let's go. Here we go, guys. The Blues from Poison Ivory.
Hey, yeah, yeah, you know you just can't lose those. So once you've known him, blues, and like a pair of worn-out shoes, your heart goes down that road again. 'Cause once you've known him, oh, once you've known him. Yes, once you've known him, oh, once you've known him, you got the blues. Yeah, you got the blues. Behind the history and booze, you got the once you've known him blues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you keep paying all your dues, baby. You act the way you used to be. Your endless days and sleepless nights. Once you've known him, whoa, once you've known him, whoa, once you've known him, yes, once you've known him, you got the blues, yeah, you got the blues, my friend. And I got the blues too. And I got the blues 'cause of you. Yeah. And we got the blues. We keep breaking each other's hearts, baby. Yeah. 'Cause once you've known him, whoa, once you've known him, whoa, once you've known him, is once you've known him, you got the blues, yeah, and I got the blues too, baby. Breaking my heart, you keep breaking my heart, yeah. Oh, da di 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 da da di da di da di da di da.
Wow, I love that. Your voice, you're so, it's got that Janis Joplin. I definitely feel all
thank
that.
You
the throaty, the reverb, look at you.
Thank you.
Way to rock it, guys.
You guys killed it.
Killed it.
I call them AKA the filth, like, even though it's the name of my EP, I'm like, because they're so nasty, you know.
Yeah,
like,
good stuff.
Yeah.
Mark Solomon, Lauren Bernice, and Poison Ivory.
Yeah.
Love that. So who was singing about there? Is there some guy in your life?
Actually, well, I'm singing from several places. It's about a guy in my life that, you know, that hurt my soul. It's also about drug abuse. It's about just abusing yourself, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, not knowing your worth. My father actually wrote those lyrics.
Really?
Yeah, he actually wrote those lyrics for Janis Joplin.
No kidding.
And, yeah, and she didn't get to cut it. He met her band, like, she had just gotten a new band, and he met them and everything, and, you know, finally things had come around, and they were like, okay, we're going to cut this record for sure. And she ended up overdosing and dying. So I begged my father. I said, please, you know, I had heard this story for years, and I knew the song, and I said, please let me remake it. Let me take those lyrics and make them my own. I really connect to those lyrics. And he said, sure. So,
that's awesome.
Got to recut it. And you know, these guys, they're so awesome. Lauren and Mark, they, it was actually reproduced, by, Shy Books. So shout out to Eddie Timmons, AKA Shy Books. We all work with him. He's really awesome. He's in New York right now, but we're trying to get him and his whole fam to come out here to LA. And you know, I got to jam out with Mark and Lauren and thanks to my boy Donnie introduced me to Mark, and And, you know, we had an instant connection. There was instant chemistry. We've just been jamming out since. And we've been doing different gigs together. And it's just been a lot of fun, man. Like, they've really helped me be able to translate the music the way that I've wanted to. So they're really awesome people.
No, it's an awesome, wow, you're definitely rocking it. So anything, I know you're going to New Orleans, but have any shows coming up? We can.
I do, actually. Yeah. We're going to be doing a show for, it's actually a private performance for Daft Star. We just did the House of Blues and rocked it. It was so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have more coming up. I do different types of shows, you know, every once in a while I'll host a club. But when I do, like, you know, for real shows where it's like the live band, I definitely let everybody know via my social media. So yeah. I would say definitely keep in touch via my social media. It's at IAM Poison Ivory.
Yeah, check it out, guys.
IamPoisonIvory.com is another way. If you're not on Instagram or Twitter, you know, IamPoisonIvory.com. And, you know, just get the EP, man. Vibe out to it. We're going to be doing a live version of the EP soon. That's in talks. So
I got an idea for you here. I'm serious. I think you got to go to one of these hospitals and maybe offer to do
it. Oh, I would definitely,
you know,
do that.
Because
yeah.
For the kids, I mean, you're an inspiration. You're definitely, you know, you give your heart and soul to it and what you went through. I mean, I would give a couple minute presentation and say, kids, you know, hang in there. Because for kids especially, they haven't gone through life as much and they need some leadership to look up to. I would do that.
Oh, for sure.
Just go offer to do it, even if in a parking lot, you know, say, hey, can I just play here a couple songs and let me know. I want to see you do that, and so we'll get you back here and play.
You know, yeah. If you find any opportunity for me to do that, I'm down.
Wow, I definitely will. I love your voice.
I'll look into it too. Thank you.
Love your rocking it. And so where do you live in this part of town? Or
Pasadena?
Ah, you're in Pasadena,
yeah.
Old Town, or
I am. Around there,
right around Old Town.
I'm a Pasadenian. Pasadenian.
Yeah, Pasadena is, like, for you guys that don't know, I mean, it's like a suburb of L.A. Not exactly L.A., but it's kind of L.A., right? It's like an offshoot.
It is.
It's almost an offshoot of Burbank.
Indeed,
right,
yeah.
Right.
I'm born and raised in Los Angeles County and San Gabriel Valley and all of that. So I definitely am a product of Southern California to the core, for sure. And, you know, it's funny when I go other places, they're like, you sound like you're from the South. I'm like, really? I feel like my accent sounds like I'm from California.
Yeah.
Like, even the way I say California, like... California,
yeah,
you know what I mean, like
well, you look
Robert
like you're
Plant,
from Venice
Californian
Beach, the boardwalk, right? I could see you cruising down the boardwalk right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, my pale ass. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm talking what you're looking like right now.
It wouldn't be the first time I've done that.
No,
I actually got to cruise down the boardwalk. I was hanging out with a very talented friend of mine, Neon Hitch, and she's fucking awesome. She's such a rock star. And we were walking down the boardwalk because she always stays by the beach. She's, you know, she's a gypsy, like a real gypsy.
Yeah.
She's from the UK. She lived on a traveling bus, you know.
Mm.
And we were walking down the boardwalk, and then, like, later on, like, somebody, like, tagged a picture, and they were like, I think I just saw Neon Hitch and Poison Ivory walking down. And it was like our heads and our colorful hair. And I was like, that's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got, like, I wouldn't say that's green. I wouldn't say that's yellow. I wouldn't say that. I'm not sure what color that is, but...
Let's give it some weird name, like fluorescent puke.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good color.
slime.
And you got the beach. No, I mean, well, first of all, guys, for those you don't know, Venice Beach, the boardwalk is not really a boardwalk per se. I grew up on the Jersey Shore, so going to the real boardwalks, Atlantic City.
Yeah.
But it's a cement boardwalk, but it's a lot of kooks, but I love going there.
We actually spent the whole day there yesterday.
Yeah. Did you?
Oh, nice.
There you go. I'm thinking of it. Manifesting. Boom.
Boom. It was amazing. Right? Some bikes on the boardwalk, or the cement walk.
Yeah, the cement walk. It's called the boardwalk. I lived there last summer.
The boardwalk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to be. I spent 4 or 5 months between Santa Monica and Venice, and it's a whole different world over there. Well, it's way different than Pasadena.
Oh, man, yeah, for sure. This, like, it's a whole nother breed of people.
That's
I feel like in every, like, metropolis, there's, like, a breed of crackhead.
Oh, and that place at midnight? Yeah, you don't want to be walking around there at midnight.
But they're like all depending on the type of crack it is. Like they're all different. Like they all look like different species of crackheads. Like like when you go to New York, like I was like, yo, the crackheads are different out here from when the crackheads are in, you know, I don't know if you go to Inglewood, you know, which, you know, you're bound to see a crackhead taking a shit and driving down.
Well, like, you don't want to go to Inglewood. That's like near Compton. That's where she's talking about, right?
Yeah, I mean, whenever, well, you know, there's some parts of Inglewood that are chill, but it's like, you know, when you're driving down Crenshaw and there's like always like, I've a friend of mine used to joke around. She used to be like, I've seen a crackhead take a shit on Crenshaw probably 5-6 times. And I used to laugh at her. And then one day I saw a crackhead taking a shit and he had like a newspaper and he was squatted over and there were cars driving by. He didn't care at all. He was like, he was reading his newspaper. He was enjoying himself. It was a nice movement. You know what I mean? I was like, well, all right. And then you go to, you know, New York and the crackheads are taking a shit in the subways.
Without using the newspaper.
Yeah, well, they don't need a newspaper. Everybody's just staring at them. They're just like taking a shit in the middle of the fucking subway. But, you know, there's like a breed of crackhead everywhere.
Mm. Well, this was awesome. And here's what we do, Poison Ivory, at the end of every show. Now, I did this already with these guys over here, so we're going to do it with you. It's called the Fast Five.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you five quick questions. You're going to just answer one or the other. Now, don't be looking at the back of that. It's not going to help you out.
Okay. I suck at stuff like this.
No, you'll see. It's
real simple. I failed everything in school.
No, no, it's not. It's not a quiz. You'll see. It's giving me a flavor of
your...
Yeah, okay, we got your back. Cool. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I'm looking at Lauren, really.
She got all nervous. Yeah. Come on.
She's got your back.
The way you're looking.
She's got my
I'm
back.
Quiet and secretive over here with all
the people.
You
this,
got it.
Give me the...
No, no, no. This is going to give us a little taste here. Here we go. First one. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Oh, chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Of course, you got to be chocolate. Right. And if you're putting those sprinkles on it, you get the colorful ones, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, who needs sprinkles?
Well, I mean, if you did, you weren't getting chocolate on chocolate. I'm thinking you're going to spice it up. All right, number two. This one, I know where we're going. Tropical Island or New York City?
Oh, Tropical Island, of course.
No kidding. I'm thinking New York City. No,
no man. Okay. Everybody get on my...
I'm on the same boat.
And why New York City? Get away from me. No. I like New York, but there's too many people.
Too many people.
Grumpy for a reason.
Too many crackheads in the subways.
I'm like, that should be a song. Too many crackheads in the subway.
Well, that's your next... There you go. When you're in New Orleans, you got to check
Orleans.
It out. All right, here about number three. Ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Ooh, that's a toughie because they're both really tough times. Jesus, I would say ancient Rome.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you wearing the tux because you got the headdress.
Oh, the Wild West? I don't think I could do the Wild West.
Nah, I don't see you wearing a cowboy hat.
At least ancient Rome, like, oh, but there was the fucking Black Plague at that time.
No, come on. This is all the good times.
That was in Europe.
All right, girl. All right, girl. Moving on. We got to wrap this up quick. Number four, tearjerker or action thriller?
Tearjerker.
I got that. Your music feels it.
Yeah, I'm so emo.
Yeah, you got it. And the last one here, candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Ooh, picnic in the park.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good. Bring these guys. Bring serenade you. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much, Poison Ivory in the house. Mark Solomon.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Lauren Bernice. Hey, guys. Thanks so much. So, check it out. You want to listen again, check out the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks, my website, richtola.com. Guys know the drill. I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.